the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
Today's Irish Independent reported on what has been described as a surge in the number of big money divorces, even though fewer couples apparently are deciding to split. Now, we've got Michelle Brown, a family mediator and author of Scars of Divorce, with us. But I want to start with family law solicitor Keith Walsh. Would this suggest that divorce is something only for better off people, that only people with money can actually afford to divorce?
No, what it means is that there are more people who are well off getting divorced in the High Court. Now, the High Court jurisdiction, which means that the amount of money that you have to qualify to get divorced in the High Court, is 3 million, which it has been since 2017. And there haven't been a huge number of cases which qualified for that. But in the last 2 years, we've seen a huge jump, a bit of a jump last year, the year before last, a huge jump last year. So
Is this because of increasing wealth? We were talking to Charlie Weston on the Personal Finance Pop at 4 or 5 o'clock. He was saying about the average wealth now in Ireland per person is estimated at 320,000, which obviously wouldn't qualify for the High Court in a divorce case. But the average means there's a lot of people below that level, there's a lot of people above it. So is this that because of rising property values and greater incomes that more people are falling into the category of having over 3 million of assets?
Yeah, it's partly property, but it's also different ways people accumulate wealth. Like, there's a lot of wealth being accumulated from multinationals in terms of share allocations. Businesses, not just the new technology ones, but traditional retail businesses. We see wholesalers. We see the creation of an awful lot more wealth. So we're seeing a lot more people in our practice with 10 or 15 million, not just 3 million. So I think there seems to be, when people start making money, they seem to make an awful lot more money than previously. And also remember that the High Court, or the big money divorces, which was only 1 million threshold at the time, but post-crash 2008, that kind of work stopped. There was none of that work for us for quite a number of years. So it only really recovered 2014, 2015 in terms of people's wealth. What we're seeing, what's different now to the Celtic Tiger, is it's not so property-based. There's a whole diverse number of people who are creating wealth and who have the wealth, who we see going through divorces, whereas pre-2008 it was almost exclusively property-generated wealth or related to buying property or putting your money into property.
But presumably, Keith, going to the High Court is a very expensive exercise between solicitors and barristers and lengthy process, which eats into the wealth. So why do people actually do it if it's going to cost them a lot of the money they have to split?
I suppose they do it because the High Court will give them 5 or 10 days to argue out all their problems if they're going to do that. Now, any sensible family lawyer will advocate for mediation, for alternative dispute resolution, for collaborative law. There's a whole variety of ways of resolving your dispute without going to court. But if you're going to go to the High Court and you are somebody who's 10 or 15 million, obviously, it's the result that you're after. So you go to the High Court because you believe you will get the best result for your case there.
Okay, Michelle Brown, you're a family mediator, and as I said, you're the author of Scars of Divorce. So why is it that some mediations don't work? Is it because the relationships are so badly fractured, or is it because, well, there are euro signs in the eyes?
Well, in my experience, mediation is highly effective. And I suppose what's really important in this conversation for me is to create awareness as to what mediation can do, and that there isn't a barrier to mediation with high value cases. And ironically, 2017, Keith mentioned the threshold moved from 1 million to 3 million. In 2017, we got recognition with the Mediation Act that mediated agreements are legally binding. So that was covered in 2017. And I suppose that what I feel is really important, that there's a huge understanding for people who are divorcing, whether they have, you know, 100,000 or 10 million to deal with, the process in mediation is highly effective, Matt. And it isn't so much about the cost. You know, my experience of high value cases, we have many in mediation that are hugely successful. People who have earned more and are familiar with how to keep it and how to hold on to it are more than willing to do so. But regardless of how you know, full anybody's pockets are, I suppose the main thing we must get back to is that it isn't necessary to go to court to settle your affairs. There is a much more effective way of dealing with it, and it is through mediation. We have.
And is it a cheaper way of dealing with things as well? And does it also have less of an emotional cost rather than the battle that may be had if people end up going into a court session?
You can't put a price on the emotional cost to a divorce. And I suppose people who are working in the court system day in and day out become a little bit immune as to how difficult that is for people who are not familiar with the court settings. Family law was on today in Naas. There were couples upon couples who were holding on to their hearts and their stomach, and they were sick to the stomach in what they were dealing with in the courts today. And there's children behind all of those decisions. They're spending years and thousands in the courts in Ireland dealing with divorce. And we must create awareness as to how better to deal with it. It's so damaging, Matt.
Because, Michelle, there are listeners getting in touch saying that when they don't have assets, when they have debts rather than assets, that many people are unable to separate or unable to finalise divorces because of that. So what they're doing is they're sleeping in separate rooms, living together in the house, even though they want to separate, because they simply can't afford to leave each other.
And that, unfortunately, is part and parcel of today's economy with the rising costs. But regardless, I feel it's really important that people understand how best and how most effectively we need a societal change in how we deal with divorce, Matt. We need to say we are not going to take each other to court. The high courts, the values, the figures that we hear are mind-blowing. Like the costs, Keith would be better able to tell you, but they're in the hundreds of thousands for many, many couples dealing with their cases in the High Court. People who are in the Circuit Court are dealing with anywhere between, 30 to 60,000 per head. People simply, as you say, they cannot afford it. They're staying together because of economic reasons, and we need to understand the process of mediation much better and decide to choose.
Just to finish, Keith, in those cases in the High Court where you have 3 million euro plus perhaps at stake, are those costs then regarded as acceptable by plaintiffs because there is so much more money at stake? Or do the judges tend to come down with pretty standard formulas as to how things should be divided, which would suggest there's not much point in going in and having a row?
No, there isn't. Because of the way the divorce was set up with the Constitution and with the law, there isn't a standard one-size-fits-all, which is not the fault of the lawyers, but it's the legislation. And again, legislation can be changed, but generally each side would pay their own costs. But in any dispute, family law or otherwise, the earlier and the quicker you can settle your dispute, whether by mediation — I'm a full advocate for mediation — or by arbitration or by collaborative law, the sooner you can settle your dispute, the better. The difficulty is people don't always disclose their assets, and you end up chasing people to find out how much money they have. You can only settle a case when you know what the value of the case is.
Hold on, but if it's gone to the High Court, if people are not disclosing their assets, can they be punished for that?
They can be punished, and you can be punished by a cost order. But in the High Court cases, you typically have really complex stuff like a variety of kind of shareholders' agreements, trusts, share allocations, all sorts of devices, potentially to reduce tax, but also they can be very difficult to unwind to find out who's the actual but ultimate beneficial owner. And that is actually what an awful lot of the High Court time is taken up with, is identifying the assets and quantifying them, and then you can make a decision.
Oh, I can imagine the stuff that gets hidden. Keith Walsh, thank you very much. I'm Michelle Brown, author of Scars of Divorce.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.